Time now to talk a little bit of horse racing with Sydney Morning Herald racing journalist Adam Pengilly. Good morning, Adam. What's going on down there in Melbourne with the Victorian jockeys?
Morning, Laurie. Yeah, this situation's been bubbling away sort of in the background for the last few weeks. I reckon it's going to come to a head pretty quickly. It has to come to a head pretty soon, actually, because their enterprise bargaining agreement ends on end of the month. So a new one's due to start on August 1. They still haven't come to any consensus with Racing Victoria over proposed pay increase. Racing Victoria sort of pushing back a little bit, suggesting that a lot of prize money increases in the last 12 to 18 months means that jockeys are getting a greater cut of that, and they probably maybe not, don't deserve a pay rise above that $200 per ride fee that they command these days. So very interesting to see what happens in the next couple of weeks. I think the sort of the elephant in the room is the industrial action or potential strike action, and no one's going to sort of go down that path. But given we've only got sort of 2 weeks to strike a deal, and it appears both parties are a long way apart, it's probably not beyond the realms of possibility that something like that could happen in the next couple of weeks. Now, we know that New South Wales jockeys were brought into line with Victoria last year. New South Wales jockeys earned $200 per ride, and Victorian jockeys are seeking an increase on that $200 per ride to get a greater share of their cut, what they suggest they deserve. So interesting to see what happens in the next couple of weeks. We don't want to see strike action, but I suggest if the parties can't come sort of closer together in the next couple of weeks, it's probably not beyond the realms of possibility.
So just on that, Adam, $200 a ride, metro, provincial and country?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy, that's okay. Right. So just given the demands and the hours that jockeys have to undertake these days, I think the Victorian Jockeys Association has suggested that, listen, we think our members are in line for a pay increase now, but Racing Victoria is not exactly of that opinion. So we'll see what happens in the next week or two, but they're going to have to quickly get back to the negotiating table and find some common ground pretty soon.
And I'd imagine if they get past $200, then the New South Wales jockeys will throw their hand up and say, hey, we need to go with parity with that too, right?
It's usually the way it works, doesn't it, Jimmy?
You absolutely.
Know, there's always a bit of a flow-on effect. So, yeah, we'll see what happens there.
What's the latest with Deploy?
Yeah, unlikely to race again this year, Jimmy. Just reading a story and some comments from Gerald Ryan yesterday. He obviously had some issues earlier this year. Only had one run in the Autumn Carnival. I think it was in a group race. He was a heavily backed favourite, and he sort of tailed out of that race and was very disappointing. And Gerald Ryan sent him for some tests and scans and showed he had a few bone chips and a few other issues. So he's on a longish recovery at the moment. It's unlikely that Deploy is going to race again later this year. He probably would have been one of those top-class sprinters you expect to see go around in some of those stakes races in the Sydney Spring, maybe even go down to Melbourne for a couple of races in the Spring Carnival there. But Gerald sort of indicated that Deploy is unlikely to be back at the track later this year, which is a bit of a shame, just given that he did get a spot in the Everest last year. And he was maybe a tad disappointing in that race. But bit of a blow for the Australian sprinting race later this year, with Deploy unlikely to get back to the track.
And some sad news coming out of the Central Coast.
Yeah, really sad, Laurie. Over the weekend, popular Gosford trainer Fred Cowell passed away. He had a bit of a battle with illness there for a while, and Fred finally succumbed to that illness over the weekend. It was a very likeable man, very popular among most of the racing participants. His final runner at Cessnock yesterday, which still went round in his name and ran second, and probably the horse that most people remember Fred for in recent years, is Mighty Lucky, who's been a ultra-consistent performer in stakes company for many, many years. He was a winner of the Group 3 Summer Cup a couple of years ago. He's won several other stakes races over the time. So really sad news for a lot of people up there on the Central Coast, and they're doing a bit tough with Fred's passing at the age of 78.
That's not good news at all. Condolences to the Cow family. Stallion Hinchinbrook has also passed away. Now, Hinchinbrook is the sire of the highly rated King's Trust, which was a winner at Randwick 3 or 4 weeks ago.
He's been
what are you laughing at, Adam?
Not laughing at anything, Jimmy. The horse with a lot of promise. I'll give you that.
Don't say that, Adam.
Oh, hang on. Come on. We've got to get excited about something.
He's been talking it up all morning.
Yeah, it was quite sad news, Jimmy. It must be said, with Hinchinbrook passing away quite suddenly in the last couple of days. He's a stallion at the top of his game. He was only just about to turn 11. And just reading some reports, he had a full book of mares to cover this breeding season coming up, which only starts in a couple of weeks. And, unfortunately, he's passed away. So we send out our thoughts to all those people at Yarraman Park there. The Mitchell family, it's a loss of a very influential stallion in the Australian breeding industry. It'd be hard to replace, obviously. And those breeders have to try and find a new stallion to send a lot of their mares to, because he was still very popular at this stage of his career.
I can think of a replacement, but might be getting ahead of myself on that one. What do you reckon? A first at the Kenzo back in June. Doesn't quite stack up from a breeding point of view, does it? Anyway, Adam, great to have a chat, mate. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Thanks, boys. Speak to you in the morning.